Okay, well, I can tell you a story from Fort Wayne. I literally grew up in the Wayndale area of Fort Wayne here. And it all started, literally started all in fifth grade at elementary school of Wise Park Elementary. It started back in fifth grade when I was heading to class. I was wearing literally basically this besides the shoes and a red button-up shirt. And I headed to class and there was literally four desks at each quad in the classroom. And there was this one person, his name was Gary. He was black. He looked like a mean, black, scary dude. And near the middle to end of class, he literally called me out saying, "You are gay!" And he slowly, repeatedly say it over and over again until it got louder to where I was like, I'm going to throw a pencil at him. So I threw a pencil at him. And the teacher at the current time was Miss Marvel. And she literally saw that and she's like, "Principal's office now!" I'm like, "Oh, I know I'm in trouble right now. I caused too much chaos." And then after that, I still caused chaos after that. In middle school, this was Memorial Park Middle School. And I had a friend that acted like my girlfriend and protected me from all the other people that wanted to get under my skin to tell me that it is okay to come out. But no, my instincts was like, no, I'm gonna stay in the closet because it has rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns. And it was still, because I still dealt with referrals, still dealt with tensions. Oh my gosh, it was so crazy. And then after middle school, I literally just was like, you know what, I'm gonna come out, I'm tired of this. So I told my mother, and she already told me, well, I already knew you were gay since you were 5 years old, so what else is new to me? And then I told my father, he didn't really think about it. Like, I was on the phone with him, telling him, like, hey, I'm gay. And he was like, okay. And then kept on with the conversation of when we're going to meet up and see each other, because we missed each other, because my parents are split up. So, after middle school, and I went to go into high school, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try an experiment. Go and live in Elkhart for a while. Very bad move. So I went to a high school over Concordia High School, very small community high school, and so I had to be careful of how to come out. So let's say I had a boyfriend at the time, and the boyfriend was a drag queen. He literally, when he was off stage, he literally wore women's skinny jeans, belly shorts, even the green high heels, and the nails done, and a purse. And I came in with him and told him, hey, meet my boyfriend. My dad didn't think anything of it for a couple of days, then came back to me, and I was on my phone at the time on the couch, talking to a friend, and he literally had the Bible in his hand saying, only man and woman are supposed to be together, not man and man or woman and woman. And keep in mind, this man has a Paul Bunyan hairstyle, wears jeans all the time, military shirts, and, well, he's Catholic. He grew up Catholic. So it was kind of a dark time for me to be able to go through that transition. And then after that situation with him, I was like, you know what, I'm tired of this. Tired of being still in the closet. So I moved back to my mom and went to Northside High School. And that completely changed. My family there, like, oh my gosh, I had some weird, crazy friends. I actually have one of them here. And she's been there with me and still friends until after high school even. But I was so upset with my father, even through high school, that after high school, I didn't even invite him to my graduation. And then he didn't even talk to me for about a year because he denied how bad I was how he thought the religion aspect was the right thing to do, which really, it's more about family. Family's more important than trying to be focused on religion. And he realized that after a year, he came back to me and told me, I don't want to be like that. Because I did not have contact with my father for about 9 years. Or at least until I was born. I was the one that actually, when I first was born, told his father, and he was like, let's get together, let's talk, let's chat. So I made the change for him. But I also did some research on top of that. Looked up the Kesney scale. And I looked it up, and I did a test, and I was like, wait, I'm not completely gay. I'm mainly homosexual with a hint of heterosexual. On that note, I'd like to say I'm more man than you'll ever be and more woman you'll ever get. By Angel from Rent. Thank you.